I think, you know, we were 20, 30 short. I thought we got off to a great start, me and Nashi. Unfortunate, Nashi, the way he got out, I thought, you know, it's a bit of a drag down and he's picked the man out, which is a bit unlucky. But then to give him two more wickets was always tough because then you're always rebuilding. I thought Laurie batted brilliantly and we were both just at that time where we were about to go again. And then obviously again, Laurie got out, which was pretty unlucky again, picking out the man. And then I got out, which sort of took out all the momentum of that back sort of 10 overs, which was probably the difference in the 20, 30 runs that we needed. And they did the opposite to us. They sort of had wickets in the hand come that last bit, which was always going to make it tough.
Were you aware that, or did you feel a responsibility you needed to play a big innings up the top with wickets going down around you, Luke?
Yeah, well, it was a tough wicket, so it showed even 240. It was not an easy chase. So I knew that if I sort of got out at that point, then it could easily be a sort of 150, 160 all out, because it was tough to come in and get started on. That's why I thought Laurie played really well. But it showed, you know, anyone really who came in throughout the innings, it found it hard to start with. And then credit to Jack Taylor, I thought he struck it beautifully at the end, but obviously they've got that nice cushion of knowing they're only 3-4 down or whatever. So, you know, I thought it was a big difference.
Going back to the toss, Gloucester, they decided to bowl first. They didn't know what the wicket was going to do. Was it a strange one from that point of view, Luke?
Yeah, to be honest, I was in a sort of a similar mode, really. You know, we haven't obviously played here, so there's no real history of knowing. I was actually quite happy for us to set. I was going to have a bat probably anyway. I thought, try and get the 260, 270 that we wanted on the board, and then defend. You know, often with club grounds, the wicket tends to die, which it did die a bit. I thought the pitch was good, it played well. But as I said, you just needed to keep taking regular wickets, and it was then very hard. But we weren't far off today, but it's disappointing to lose.
You spoke at Chelmsford, you were disappointed, particularly in the fielding, Luke. And again today, a couple of catches going down at important times.
Yeah, it was up until probably the 40th over, I thought we'd done really well in the field, we'd hunted well, but it's disappointing when catches go down. It always makes things hard, and unfortunately at the minute those catches are going down. It's not for a lack of working and training, the lads are putting a lot of effort in, but it's just happening to us at the moment. But look, all you can do is keep working and keep asking the lads to keep putting in extra work, and as long as they're putting in the full effort on the field, then you don't mind. I was more disappointed at Essex because I just felt we were slightly off the pace in the field, whereas I think today they committed, just unfortunately those catches went down.
In terms of the one-day campaign, it's not all over, Luke. You could still win at Southampton, and Surrey could, you know, lose to Gloucester. How would you view the one-day campaign so far?
I think the biggest thing is we're making strides. You know, in previous years, we'd be at this time in the comp and there'd be dead games and we'd have nothing to play for. And, yeah, it makes it hugely disappointing today, because if we'd have won today, it sets us up for a great game. It's in our hands on Wednesday. As you said, we can still go through going into the last game, which is exactly what I want to. We've competed in all the games, so I'm definitely seeing progression. We've still got a lot of areas to improve, but you know, we're still on the way to getting better. We've just come up short a couple of times.
I'll ask you about your injury, because that shot from Klinger was going like a rocket.
Yeah, it hit me pretty hard. When it first swelled up, I wasn't sure if I broke it straight away. I've got an X-ray tomorrow. I don't feel like it's broken. I think it's just swollen up and stiffened up. So, you know, a bit of warm milk, and I'll be fine. We don't need any more breaks, to be honest. We've had enough injuries, so we certainly don't need me to add to it. Hence why I'm not feeling the end, because I just felt I wasn't going to be able to do much of a job in the field. And if I was to get another crack on it, then that might put me out for Wednesday. So probably be caution a little bit on it.
And finally, looking ahead to the Hampshire game, I guess it's, you know, you're going to go to win anyway, but there's nothing to be lost now, Luke.
No, that's exactly right. We've just got to go and play positive cricket, keep being in the game. That's the thing. You want to be in those big games. And the more we can put ourselves in these big games, especially for a lot of the younger lads, it's going to be a great experience for it. It's on TV, another chance to, you know, to put a show in of where we're trying to get to as a team. But we're going to have to play well. Hampshire are a very strong side. I don't know if they've lost today. So both teams have almost got a free game to really have a good crack at it. So it should be a good game to watch.
And finally, your own form with the bat. You ran into a nice bit of form, Luke, batted well today, and indeed throughout the competition, really.
I felt in good form all competition. I've just felt like the game's gone against me a little bit. You can have always poor me, but I've had, you know, a couple of unlucky dismissals, and I've picked men out unbelievably at times. So it's felt like it's been coming. An experience sort of tells you not to fret. When you're a young lad, you start to fret and then you find yourself out of form, whereas I've been able to just sort of go, look, I know it's a matter of when, not if. It was disappointing because I was just about to get to that sort of exciting bit when you can have a real go at the end there, and got out. But when I feel in this form, I always feel like I'm going to get the scores on the board. I just wish it could have been a few more.